Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that, you know. Yeah.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not sure I know what to do with that. There's a weird vibe to that answer. Will you play that again, Grandy? Hit that thing again, John Lynch.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that, you know. Yeah.
What's the double yeah mean?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
What, like...
Is it a double yeah, or is it like a, yeah? Let's hear it one more time.
One more time.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that, you know. Yeah.
It's more like a you know.
Yeah, the first one might be a swallowed you know.
Yeah.
But then the second one's definitely a yeah, and it's just awkward.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
right.
Exactly. Well, I don't know what... You know what I mean? We love trying to like psychoanalyze all of this stuff. I don't know what to make of that. And the tone of the actual I wouldn't anticipate that. I don't know. The whole thing just...
There's a chance. The door's open.
It doesn't sound as firm as it did 2 years ago. But
right. But
they are very clear that that is their hope. I guess the reason that I'm sitting here wondering, this is an important thing here. We're not just talking this out because it sounds awkward or whatever. I think we're talking this out because the idea that this week the 49ers are like, well, like our plan is to have him on the roster. Well, then this is a non-starter. If your plan still at this point, if you're being real, is that he's still on the roster, then he's definitely going to be on the roster on Friday. In other words, if they felt like this negotiation was so far gone that it couldn't come back, I think they would answer these questions differently. They don't want to tip their hand.
Right.
But, yeah, it's got to happen in the next 3 days or it's not happening.
Exactly. And I think that they're probably not going to trade Brandon Ayuk, but if they get an offer that comes in that is too good to pass up, if it's the Chargers and you don't have to give up number 31, let's just say you give up Ayuk and a third and you get LA's fifth overall in this year's draft, that's the kind of an offer you have to look at and think, okay, I mean,
it's better.
It's much better. You have two first round picks. You can use one on a receiver. You can use one on an offensive lineman that everybody thinks they're going to pick at 31 as it is. And then you have a rookie receiver who you have under team control for 4 years with a fifth-year option, and darn it, you hope he's good.
Yeah, darn it, you hope. I just know that even compared to Bosa last year, the Niners would say things like, well, we've budgeted for this.
Yeah.
Like, Nick Bosa's not going anywhere. It sounds different this time. I really, really hope that Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er when we go to bed Thursday night. And I really, really hope that he's still a Niner Thursday night.
And I think if it happens, if it doesn't happen, it'll be early in the draft where you can start to breathe easy. I don't think that they're going to wind up in the middle of the first round and trade Brandon Ayuk. I do think that that number five,
I don't know,
with the LA Chargers, there's some interesting spots where you can look at it. Like the top three or four, they're going to be quarterbacks. So those teams aren't trading now.
Right, but I think most people would respond to you and be like, Brandon Ayuk's not fetching a top five pick. I know you're talking about pairing a third rounder with him also. But when you say, like, it's over by the middle of the round, I'm like, I'm not so sure. Like,
I just don't think the Niners would do that. I don't think that they would trade Brandon Ayuk for the 17th pick, especially if it meant that they had to give up number 31 and just move up 14 spots and you're going to give up.
Oh, yeah. No, this isn't about giving up 31. That's what I'm saying. I'm not really, like, I'm not interested in this at all. But I'm certainly not interested in if all you're doing is moving up.
Yeah.
Like, just moving up, that's it. Like, I don't know. That one does not feel like value to me. 888-957-9570. What did you think? We brought this up on the handoff thingy, also known as the crossover. What did you think about that idea of, and you were just telling me about your weekend, you were a single dad life.
Yep.
How'd you like it?
It was exhausting.
You're damn right it is.
Yeah, we went, my little baby girl's brother, Quest, came, and we went to the park and had some fun. We ran around, had some snacks, took a nap, woke up, and man, it's a long haul post-nap to pre-bedtime. So it's a lot tougher than I remember it, Mark. Solo dadding it. Couldn't wait to get to work today, I'll tell you that.
You're damn right.
Got here early.
People are like, why do you love work so much? I'm like, let me tell you. Let me tell you what's happening when we're not here. I have an announcement to make.
Make it.
TJ Houshmandzadeh in 10 minutes.
Awesome. Okay?
TJ Houshmandzadeh, who you not only of, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh fame, but he's been Brandon Ayuk's private coach for a number of years. So TJ is always phenomenal when he comes on this show. So TJ is coming up here in about 8 or 9 minutes. So excited about that. That's number one. But no, this idea that the weekend was as relaxing as can be. It was the best weekend of the year. Maybe that's because it was 75 and sunny. Or maybe it was because if you're a big sports fan, you just finally got a break. The playoffs were on, and you're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't really care which way it goes. As long as the Nuggets beat the Lakers, I don't care. And the drama, the constant drama, the constant forming of opinions about Draymond or Klay, and being confronted with things about the Warriors or even the 49ers before them. Is Brock good? Brock's not good. Brock's good again. Brock's a product of his environment. Playoffs. All of these things that the Niners and Warriors have been to us for the last 7 or 8 months. Just put some flip-flops on and relax for a second. Did that feel good?
It felt both good and empty. I know what you're saying, and there was that sense of no stress, and I'm not refreshing the standings to see, okay, the Warriors are the 10, and what are the tiebreaker scenarios, and how do they get to 8? Can they get to 8? 6 is out of the question. I get to eat lumpia, that's good, but where are the Warriors and the play-in? What are the play-in dates? And they got moved, and there was stress around every Warrior game. And going back to the Niners, there was stress because they should have made the Super Bowl, and when they finally did, that game was equally stressful. And I remember watching it with my lovely wife and daughter. And
I mean,
and then that game was total stress. And then they lose, and then you're sad. And then, like you said, turn our attention to the Dubs fully. And the last 2 months of Warrior basketball has been very stressful. So I know what you're saying about yesterday, but I also felt myself wanting to be a part of it.
Of course.
Feeling empty, like, I'm not saying that you're...
Yeah, you'd always take the playoffs and the fun and all of that, but... It's less about like, oh gosh, there's another game. It's not like that. You love the games.
Of course.
It's because of the way these two teams took us on their journey. The Warrior one was heavy. And maybe that's not the right word. But I just feel like the Golden State Warriors over this last year and maybe more. Actually, I would definitely say maybe more. 2 years, over the last 2 years, they've not been the Golden State Warriors. They've been the real basketball Warriors of Golden State. That's what I'm talking about. They've been suspended and punching teammates and on mental health journeys and going missing in action and all of the things that these Warriors have been. And it forces you to not just sit back and enjoy basketball sometimes, but to like reason with yourself. What? How do I feel about this? And what's going on here? And free agency is coming. And are the big three going to be gone? And there's just all of this stuff on their plate. And you mentioned the Niner playoffs. Think about it this way. Look back on the Niner playoffs. It was three football games, right? Did you have fun?
Yeah, but it was stressful.
Yeah, not really. I did not have as much fun as I thought I would.
That Detroit game was...
Good God, even the Packer game.
Yep.
For the majority of the playoffs, it felt like they were going to lose.
Which was unallowable, inexcusable, right. Inconceivable.
And then they won the two games that it felt like they were going to lose, and they lost the game that it felt like they were going to win.
Right. So it was stressful. It was sports stressful.
Sure.
And this Warrior season, that's a good way to describe it, like the Real Housewives, so to speak, because it was a lot of drama, and yet I kind of miss it. And watching over the weekend, yeah. It's like, you know what? I'd love to have my team involved in one of these playoff games as opposed to, you know, what's their chance of winning the lottery? 4%, by the way, is the answer. 4% keeping their pick.
Yeah. I mean, most fans I know, the Warriors have been frustrating. And maybe that's not fair. They're a dynasty, so they've built that. But, yeah, you got a break from that. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm not saying you wouldn't rather still be playing. Of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would. You'd also rather talk to TJ Houshmandzadeh than just about anybody else. When it comes to anything Brandon Ayuk related, the offseason, the draft, TJ Houshmandzadeh is always phenomenal when he comes on this show, and he will be on here coming up next. Brandon Ayuk's personal coach.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Working it out.
You okay?
I'm great.
Man.
Because TJ Houshmandzadeh is about to join the show.
He's always good.
He's always good. I always love chatting football with him. And plus, especially now, because we Niner fans, we're in a situation.
Yeah.
We're in a situation. So let's talk it out. Our guy, TJ Houshmandzadeh, who has worked closely with Brandon Ayuk through the years. TJ, I gave an impassioned plea about an hour ago. Do not trade this guy. Do not. But what are your thoughts? If Calvin Ridley is worth $23 million a year, what's Brandon Ayuk worth?
27.
Man, 20% better. Do you think that the Niners are going to want to have two wide receivers making north of 20 on the same team?
it's a cost of doing business in the National Football League now. This is what it is. The salary cap increases, the players' salaries increase. I mean, that's just what it is. And so when you have good players, and John Lynch, pat yourself on the back, Kyle Shanahan, pat yourself on the back. You guys have done a really good job drafting. For the most part, you draft good players, you pay them. I mean, that's just how it works. You'd rather draft good players and have to pay them than draft guys and have to cut them.
TJ, you understand how this game works, and Brandon has put some things in out on social media. It's clear that, right, he wants something that at this point is not being offered. The 49ers are also looking at it like it's April. We don't need to do this right now. What's your read on what you're seeing and hearing from both sides?
I mean, it's just a posturing back and forth. This is business. I mean, as a player, you just want it to be over with because, honestly, it starts to piss you off. It really does. And you start to get frustrated, and you start to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You may say things that you normally wouldn't say. And so it bothers you as if it's like, oh, y'all don't think I'm that good. And so as a player, you want this to be done. You look at it from the team's perspective. My job is to get you at the lowest possible price that I can. And so you just hope neither makes it personal. If they can understand it's a business. And when you're in contract negotiations, both parties should walk away like, B.A. should feel like, I probably should have got a little more. The team should feel like, he should have gotten a little less. That's a negotiation. That's what's going to happen. Both sides are going to feel like, but that's a good negotiation.
Yeah, and this one feels like it's going to be pretty tense because the value of Brandon Ayuk is so much greater than the numbers, but the team can weaponize the fact that he's 31st in the league in catches as a way to maybe try to hold him down.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue. I mean, I talked to B.A. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in. And, you know, the casual fan, I don't think they understand, man. Like, to be a professional athlete, man, you get paid very, very well. And I'd be crazy not to say that. But, man, the type of work that you have to put in and day out, and you, I would do it if I was making that type of money. Just go work out with a professional athlete for 1 week. Just go do it for 1 week. And tell me, would you still feel the same? It's not easy. It's a lot of hard work physically, and it's tougher mentally because those days you don't want to do anything, you still have to go do it. And you're going to push yourself every single day. I'm tired. I can't go anymore. Yeah, you're going to keep going. And that's just what you do.
TJ Hushman's out of joining us. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. All right, so, and that's no surprise that you've talked to B.A., and it's good to hear that he doesn't want to leave the 49ers. But it's also interesting when you talk about the number of targets he gets. He's in an offense that runs the ball a lot. Does that bother him?
No. Everybody wants to win, man. Do what we got to do to win. Everybody wants to win. And then when you play well, you want to be compensated for winning. And this is what happens when you're on a winning team. You know, the good players, some leave, some stay. But everybody wants to feel appreciated. And you say, we love you. And you want them back. You don't tell me. You show me. Don't tell me. Show me. You show me by my contract, the status of my contract. But no, every receiver – I don't care who it is. We want more targets. Give me 15 targets. I want 16. That's just what it is. And so that will never change. Guys just want to win the game. Guys want to have an impact in the game. But we all know if he was given more targets, he would for sure have better stats. But when you're on that team and you have McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo, the ball's going to be spread around.
Yeah, and they were 32nd in the league in pass attempts anyway, so it's not like they throw it to anybody that much. You mentioned $27 million. That's just your own ballpark, I assume, but that would put him third in the league in average annual value. Is that sort of a ranking important to Brandon as far as where he winds up among the list of guys?
All right, let's get into the complexities of what you just said and break. Honestly, it would put him one, if you're really being honest. Because if you look at the top guys at yearly salaries, average per year, is it really 30-plus? Is it really when you go look at Tyreek Hill deal? Is it really when you go look at Davante Adams deal? Go look at it and look at the back end of those deals in the last year of the contract. Those are fluff years. It's really not what it seems to be. And so 27 and a half, me and BA didn't discuss this one bit. I don't think he turns that down.
Yeah, I don't. My gut would be that the Niners wouldn't offer that. You're paying Debo 23.8, and feels like if they offered him 25, would he take that?
I don't know. You know, McCarthy, that's his agent. I'm sure him and BA, they have a number that they'll take. That's just my guess and my take on it. But when you start looking at the $30 million per year average, if you go look at Tyreek Hill's contract, you know, I believe he has like a base salary towards the end of that of, I want to say 45 or 48 million. I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain that it's a lot of, just to make the yearly average look pretty good, it's a lot of fluff.
You're absolutely right. Over, yeah.
The last year is like 40 something million dollar base salary.
43.9, TJ.
Right. So 44 million. So that's going to be renegotiated. But when you really look at it, it's not 30 a year. And then you go look at Davante Adams, it's the same exact thing. And so that's why I say 27, 28. B.A.'s young. He's explosive. He's a route runner. He can run an intermediate. He can run a short. He can go deep. He's going to block his ass off. He's not getting in any trouble. Those are the guys you want on your team.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us. Okay, so you talk to BA, you're listening to what the 49ers are saying, just like the rest of us. How do you think this all plays out?
Man, winners win. And the 49ers have shown with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan that's what they do. They're going to figure out a way to make it work. Rarely do you see teams trade young players before their second contract. Normally, front office, they look forward to signing young players to a second contract. Why? Because it shows that they're doing a hell of a job acquiring guys through the draft. They're not built through free agency. They're building it through the draft. So if we have to pay a Debo, we drafted him. A Kittle, we drafted him. Obviously, they traded for Christian McCaffrey, and they traded for Trent Williams. But the 49ers' best players, the Boses, the Fred Warners, the Hufungas, they drafted those dudes. Purdy's, they drafted those dudes. They look forward to rewarding guys that they've evaluated the correct way, and now they're up for second deals. And so they'll figure out a way to make it work. At least I believe they will. But the longer you wait, the more animosity may start to sit in with the player because you feel like, damn, like, y'all really don't value me like I thought y'all did.
Yeah, and even though, you know, this has gone on longer than the DeForest Buckner situation went a few years back where they decided to trade him in March, if you get past the draft, there is a chance that the Niners just slow play the negotiation and ask him to play on his fifth-year option. Is that something that you think that he'd be open to do?
No. Again, I mean, when you see, and you just spoke of this earlier, Calvin Ridley get what he gets, you see a guy who was drafted in your same draft class get what he gets in Michael Pittman, you're like, wait, when is it for me? You know, it's my turn. And that's all. Guys just want to be rewarded for the work they put in, because understand this. If he's not playing well, are we talking about this? If he's terrible, he's cut, he's released. So now that you've played well, players just want to be rewarded, because this business is 100% injury rate. It's not 90. It's 100% injury rate playing the game of football. It's just what the injury going to be. 100% injury rate. And so guys want to be rewarded for what they've done and what they will continue to do, because you're going to get hurt playing the game of football.
TJ, what I also look at whenever the conversation goes where it has is when people say, hey, you know, you got to reboot the finances and so move on and you can replace him through the draft. Especially at the wide receiver position, there's two things that come to mind. I'm like, first of all, no matter who you think is a can't-miss prospect, he's not. And second of all, even if he's good, wide receiver is a position that usually takes a minute coming out of the draft. So, like, let's go down fantasy road and say the 49ers tried to replace Brandon Ayuk. What would they be looking at?
Obviously, this draft is very, very it's a good receiver draft. I'll say that for sure. It's a good receiver draft. But this is the thing. Are you willing to roll the dice, so to speak, and hope the player that you draft can be what BA is? You're hoping. You don't know. And are you willing to do that with the type of team that you have? And risk that this rookie can pick it up. This rookie will understand the complexities of the offense. He can make plays. Are you willing to risk that? I would assume you say you trade with a team that has a higher first round pick. Do you just swap first round picks? Because that team will in turn have to give him a huge contract.
Right.
And so the complexities of what that may look like. No team is just going to give up their first-round pick and then turn around and pay him that type of contract. To me, it would be, we can flop first-round picks. But was that something the Niners would be interested in doing? Or would they want a second? I mean, you just don't know. There's just so much that goes into that. The best situation is John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and the 49ers figure out financially what works with B.A. and his agent. They get it done.
Does it give Brandon pause at all, the history of the Niners as it pertains to DeForest Buckner? Because Buckner was traded because he reportedly wanted more money than they were willing to pay. It is a move, though, that the Niners have grown to regret.
DeForest Buckner was a baller with the Niners, and DeForest Buckner is still a baller with the Colts. And so I'm sure they regret it. Just think about that. If they still had DeForest Buckner, these two Super Bowls now since 2019 that they played in, if DeForest Buckner was on that D-line, games may turn out a little different, huh? Probably think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, they tried to replace him with Javon Kinlaw. Didn't work out. Armstead played pretty well. Armstead was a good player. Some may say Buckner was a little better, but it didn't work out well for the Niners. But that happens. Sometimes you take a chance and say, okay, we're going to trade him. It didn't work out well for him because Kinlaw wasn't able to stay healthy. Not saying that would be the case with B.A. And this is why when you draft young players and they play well, it's a privilege to have to pay them, because that shows you guys are evaluating these players the right way.
Seventh round pick, 2001 Cincinnati Bengals. What do you remember about that night?
I ain't gonna lie. I remember I was so pissed off, man. Cause I could, man, no lie, man. I just did an interview the other day, late last week. I literally named damn near every receiver picked in front of me. I can remember like it was yesterday. I was better than these dudes. I knew I was better than them, and I proved it. But it frustrated me. but it is also a privilege because not many guys get drafted. Like, I was angry about where I went, and there's guys that didn't get drafted. So if you put a lot of stuff in perspective, man, to anybody that may be listening to this, you may be angry, you may be over the moon with where you get drafted. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It's what you do when you get there. What you do when you get there. But, yeah, for me, I was watching. I'll never forget it, man. I believe the Lakers were playing a playoff game, and by the time I think it was like the fourth round, I didn't get picked. I said, man, I ain't watching this damn draft no more. I was so angry. I turned to the basketball, man.
TJ, I've heard this from guys who go in the seventh round that their agents are kind of like, hey, at this point, we'd rather not get picked at all because then you can pick your team or we can have choices. Did you get to a point where you were hoping to not hear your name?
Nah, at that point, I had never even thought about anything like that. I didn't care. But getting drafted to the Bengals was probably the best thing that could happen. I was hurt a lot early on in my career, my first 3 years. Any other team probably would have just released me, and I wouldn't be doing this interview with you. And so being drafted to the Bengals, they stuck with me through my injuries, just minor I had a hamstring injury pretty much every year. And then I figured out what the problem was, and I think I'm an expert on hamstrings now. And so – it was a gift and a curse, but it really, 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 it angered me, man. It angered me. My first day of training or mini camp practice, man, no lie, got in a fight. I was still angry a week later.
Wow. There's some names now in your draft class, Steve Smith and Reggie Wayne and Chad Johnson, your teammate, but man, there's some other names on here, TJ, that I'm sure.
Just go down that list.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
Go down that list and all the dudes you just named, we were the best ones.
Yep.
In that class, and I was the last one drafted in that class, technically, all the names. And I'm going to give guys credit in that class. It was Santana Moss, baller. Steve Smith, baller. Reggie Wayne, baller. Chad Johnson, baller. And then it was me. But look at all the guys drafted. It was crazy. But, you know, and that's why I say, it does not matter where you go. It's what you do when you get there.
Yeah, you got drafted after Darnarian McCants.
Who?
Hey, Cedric James. Cedric Wilson, the Niners drafted Cedric Wilson.
In the sixth. Kevin Casper with a K.
I thought the Niners was going to draft me. I thought that they had 2 third-round picks that year. I thought they were going to draft me. True story.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to draft me.
23 years later, still angry. I love that.
Still, hey. In my 40s, still pissed off about it.
I love it. But TJ, did you ever deal with anything like what BA is dealing with? Just any off-season contractual stuff, free agency, where it wasn't going your way?
When I left the Bengals to go to Seattle, it's kind of similar. Obviously, the money is a lot different. B.A. is a good dude, man. He's a family man. He's not hanging out in the streets, in the club, doing none of that. You really, as a player, you just want it to be over with. So you can, because deep down, he's like, okay, I'm going to be with the Niners. But you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. So, you know, you just train with that anticipation of you getting that call from the agent saying it's done. And you don't know if or when that's going to come. Because if it lingers into the season, trust and believe what I'm about to tell you. It's going to be a problem because that animosity that you will have as a player and your body language and just certain things you're not even trying to do, but it's just going to be on your mind so often that it's going to show. And so I hope one way or another they can figure it out.
TJ, great stuff, man. Thanks for the insight. Thanks for coming on.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care. Keep up the great work, fellas.
Thanks, TJ.
You too as well. There he goes. TJ Houshmandzadeh. Oh, my goodness.
Just every time.
See?
Dude
is he's a sure thing. You want to talk about can't miss?
Right.
It's a TJ Houshmandzadeh conversation. It's not Marvin Harrison Jr. with the seventh pick. It's TJ on the radio.
It's TJ and just the, it's, I don't know if drawl is the word, but it's the tempo.
Oh, his voice
and
is incredible.
Just the way he waits and trust and believe and just the way, the things he says. And I could have run down more names from his draft class. He might have swore. And it's 23 years later, still mad.
Like I'm still pissed off,
dude. I love it. It's so funny.
Don't you fit now? True or false? Feel a little bit better?
I don't feel better.
All we're doing is talking about someone who is in BA's circle of trust. He said, look, we're not talking about numbers with one another, but I loved hearing from TJ. He's like, BA doesn't want to leave. He likes it there. It does, it's okay that they hand the ball to Christian McCaffrey a lot. Like, he wants to be there, and he thinks he's going to be there. I don't think the fans know that when he's on Instagram putting up whatever the heck he's
right,
putting up.
Various emojis.
And his brother and his girl are all putting poop emojis on the, like, scrubbing the Instagram, unfollowing the 49ers. Like,
that part was really good to hear.
Yeah.
But the part about 27, and I'm glad he gave me a little bit of that contract education.
Well, that was a prediction.
Yeah.
That wasn't what BA's demanding.
Correct. But the idea of him being in that neighborhood, Brandon Ayuk, getting 27, and I guess it'd be the real 27, not the
maybe.
Or maybe it's, you know, the same kind of deal same thing as Tyreek. Yeah.
It sounds like 27, but it actually wouldn't be. I mean, right. I think a lot of these numbers are like that.
He mentioned Michael Pittman Jr. He signed 3 and 70, 46 of which was guaranteed.
Right, so 22?
Same draft class.
23.3. Yeah, yeah.
And there's an out after 2025. The dead cap is only $5 million.
So. He's going to make 21.8 this year. And then I think, right, yeah, it goes up from there.
Yeah,
so.
And he's got $10 million in a signing bonus that he's going to cash out as well. So it's, you know, that, to hear $27 million, I don't know the Niners' finances, but that seems a little hot.
That's a little hot. Again, it made that would, for AAV's sake, number three in the league. I think most people would be like, wait, number three in the league? But here's the other part. That's also the way it works. It's just right. Who's next. We're not trying to say Brandon Ayuk's. He's not. His agent is not going to be like, well, he's the third best receiver in the league. He's not saying that. But it's his turn.
Yeah.
Nobody would say Justin Herbert's the best quarterback in the league, but it was his turn.
Yeah.
So that's what him and Burrow got.
Yeah, 32nd in the league, 31st in the league in catches. I knew that would get TJ going a little bit.
Yeah, but how about in yardage?
Right. I think 6th in yardage.
Exactly.
He was 7th in yardage, yeah.
All right, look, lots more to talk out on this, and we will. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises, and Herm Edwards, Brandon Ayuk's college coach, is a half hour away on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh,
mean, I talked to B.A. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I do think it's fair. It's, in a way, this is a similar answer. Do you remember the guy who called us last week and is like, why doesn't Steph Curry do what Tom Brady used to do? Take less. And you're like, okay. TJ just put it really nicely there a little bit ago. He knows, they all know what fans say. Oh, I'd do it for half that. You're going to pay me?
Please, to work out?
You're going to pay me to play a kid's game? And I'm not even like, I can't speak to what TJ's speaking to, which is how hard physically these guys work. And in the NFL, my God, going over the middle, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
You can't even hit guys anymore.
Brother, I love it when people are like, I'd do that for $10 million a year. Look me. I wouldn't. No, I would not. I don't want CTE for $10 million a year. I would much rather just make my $4 an hour.
Right.
Damn. Well,
look at you.
That was a renegotiation sensation here, right?
That's a buck. 15 minutes of work.
Like for real. I have the utmost respect for these guys. But for me, it's not even that. It's like somehow, and teams do a great job of this, and fans fall into a trap of, God, these players make so much, so they should be willing to do it for less. How much do you think the owners are making?
Right.
And the cap is going up. And so, invariably, we will end up in a spot where Brandon Ayuk will look at the 49ers and go, why? Why do I have to take less? I don't.
He doesn't.
And they have all the leverage in the world, but what TJ said at the very end of that conversation is incredibly important. First of all, you asked him, would he play on the fifth-year option?
Yep.
TJ went, nah. No.
Right.
That's going to be a no from Brandon Dog.
Yeah.
So that's number one. And number two, he said, and you do not want this getting close to the season,
yep,
because whether he's meaning to or not, it's going to lead to so much animosity that it's going to cause a problem, and the 49ers cannot mess with their season. So that's the leverage that he does hold. The Niners hold much more.
Of course.
But it's no different than Bosa. A lot of us all reasoned with, okay, oh no, it's okay that he didn't sign until 4 minutes before the season started. And then 5 weeks into the season, we went, you know what, that actually kind of messed some things up. And there are some who believe that Bosa's entire season was underwhelming and was off track because of the way negotiations went. I can't confirm that, but I know some feel that way.
Right. Might have been a slow start, but Nick Bosa had a good year. It was not DPOY. Look, he had a good year.
Let me take it over here. How are we doing with Blake Snell?
So far, so bad.
I'm kind of out on the whole slow start thing. Because
he always starts slow.
This is a little excessive. The whole like, well, let's just negotiate up until 4 hours before the season starts and everything will be fine. Well, no, it's not. It's not. It's not fine. And it's fine for the Giants because it's baseball and the whole thing is meandering anyway. Although I'm about out of patience on that too. Like, no, it's not okay.
Time to get somebody out.
It's time to get something done. I mean, to be honest with you, that blame goes in 1,000 different directions. And we can talk Niners and Bosa. We can talk Niners and Brandon Ayuk. We can talk baseball and Scott Boras. Like, dude, you messed this thing up 1,000 different ways to the point where one of your big four fired you. None of them got a long-term deal. The Boras four, you want to know why they called it a four? That's how many years total the four players got. Four one-year deals? I mean, how do you look yourself in the mirror? And Snell, a habitual slow starter, is out here with an ERA of 12. And, like, the season is, going. We're a month in. It's time to start winning some baseball games. So the Niners will need to remember that as well. And I know they know that, but they're going to drive a hard bargain. Brandon will as well. And I don't know what the magic slot is where, as TJ put it, everyone agrees, but no one feels great about it. And he's right. That is what you're looking for. I don't know where that slot is, but nobody wins if you can't find that slot. No one.
Right, but you don't want that slot to be so far in the player's direction that you're going to have to make hard choices down the road on other guys. I'm sure the Niners have a sweet spot where they want the contract to be, and 27, hearing that from TJ, and that's an unofficial ballpark that he threw out there, and he had said that he and Brandon haven't talked about it, and I take him at his word because it's not really TJ's business, and Brandon and his agent are the ones who are having these conversations. But that felt to me like if it's 27 and that's where he wants to be, then maybe they will end up trading him.
Well, but if again, if it's 27, it doesn't actually have to be 27. It can be backloaded. I mean, this is where
the Niners do that very well, too.
They do it very
well. Avoidable years, all
that. Nobody works the cap better. I love Parag Marate. He does a great job with this stuff. And I trust the 49ers completely. They're very, very good at what they do. And outside of DeForest Buckner, they have not missed on any of these. They've not let any of the good ones get away. So I don't think that they're going to start now. So I have total faith in it, but it's funny when people start doing the whole, like, come on, Brandon, take a little bit less.
Yeah.
Why don't we look at it the other way? Twofold. Not only are the Niners the billionaire while Brandon's the millionaire, that's number one. But number two, when you live in a hard cap world like the NFL, yet you have the maneuverability on the cap like you do. Remember, the cap came in higher than was expected. That's number one. And number two, when you're allowed to manipulate this the way that teams can, when seemingly you can be cap strapped or up against it, and then someone calls an agent and it's like, and we just found $15 million.
Right.
We just renegotiated.
Just defer the money.
Restructured.
Or, yeah, a restructure.
So why on earth would we let a team off the hook because Brandon wants 26 and you want to give him 24? Like, dude, what are you talking about? The NFL literally can print money. They can print it.
Yeah, and you can defer it and you can move it around
totally.
And make it work.
Totally.
Now, if you're making it seem like they're only that far apart. What if they're much further apart than that? And that's where, you know, none of us know.
Where could they be? Like, we know what the wide receiver market is. He's north of Calvin Ridley. That's a bare minimum.
So, if he wants to be paid in the top three and the team wants to give him, like, Debo money, well, now we're pretty far apart. If they're offering 24 and he wants 27... That's $3 million a year over 4 or 5 years?
With two of the years being fake years, and the AAV can be maneuvered, and people can be restructured, and other players...
It's the guaranteed money, too, yeah.
Exactly. If Calvin Ridley is worth 23, Brandon is north of that, but we're not going to be ridiculous. He's not going to get 30. He's not Tyreek. So we're actually talking about a very slim window. And easy for us to say.
Right.
I know the Niners need to maneuver this whole thing, and they've got some big stuff coming, namely a quarterback who's going to go from 1 million to a billion. I get it. I get it. I understand the whole thing, and I also understand what I don't understand. I know this is more intricate than I'm making it sound. But why would we hold, and I know this is what Brandon is probably sitting in his living room saying right now, why are you holding my feet to the fire? All I did was be awesome. And we know damn well what the window is. It's 24 on the low, 27 on the high. Let's figure this out. And why do I have to be the one that's taking less? You're the multi-billion dollar organization that can just move money around if you don't like it in another year, two, or three. You assign me to a five-year deal, but the four and the five, they're not even real. You can get rid of me if you want to in 3 years. Why should Brandon budge? I don't put this on Brandon at all. If he's asking for 32 a year, he's a crazy person, but I don't think that he is. So,
well, I mean, again, you talked about the leverage part of this, and the leverage lies primarily with the 49ers, and he can, if he wants to play hardball, and they don't want to give him what he wants, they can say, all right, well, we're gonna table this and have you come back and play on the fifth-year option, and then he has a choice to make. He can either, you know, suck it up, as the ownership would say, and you go ahead and play for $14 million, or you can go into your series of no-shows and holdouts and, you know, stand in the corner with your arms folded and decide you don't want to play at all, and then, like you were saying before, the team can go into DEFCON 1 and take additional measures, and this thing can get really ugly.
Okay, but
nobody wants that.
Right, exactly.
Nobody wants that.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody who's ever been a parent knows this, okay? You've got all the power. No, you do. I know that. I get it. The baby can scream at 3 a.m. I know. But I'm talking about if we were in a negotiation, if my daughter's coming to me about allowance, Dad, can I buy a new pair of shoes? Who's got the power?
You do.
I got the bank account. All I got to do at any point with any one of these kids, I can take your car. I can take your house key. I can take, hell, I can practically take your freedom. I can ground you.
Ooh.
You can go to school. You go home. No allowance. No nothing.
No extracurriculars.
I'm in charge of what we're having for dinner tonight. I got all the juice.
The power trip going on over here.
But is it smart to use it?
On the daily? No. You don't want that animosity. You got teenagers.
Exactly. I'm
not a baby.
Trying to create a war over here. Like, I'm trying to function with these people. We're trying to have a great relationship.
Sure. And you're trying to win Super Bowls.
Good days and weeks and months and years. We're trying to be a team here. So there's got to be some of that. Like, sure, the Niners have all the leverage. It doesn't mean you just walk into the hallways every day, start pushing on pressure points, make all your players hate you. That's not the way the Niners have been doing business.
No, and they've done business a certain way with every single player, aside from DeForest Buckner. And the reason why that they didn't keep DeForest Buckner is because he wanted too much money. And that's the situation that could be in play here.
Although they thought also, they're like, for that amount of money, we think we could replace him. And they was wrong.
Well, they tried. Well, they paid Arik Armstead instead of paying DeForest Buckner. They were in a spot where they couldn't pay both of them, and they chose Armstead, who played well, but he's no DeForest Buckner.
No, and Javon Kinlaw was Javon Kinlaw.
Right.
They were wrong. They took a shot. Shoot your shot. That's all you got. They were wrong. It happens. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1. San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.